Okay, let's lead things off with Shayna.
Hey Bob, how are you?
Good.
Just wondering if anyone stood out to you today.
Let's see. I like the way Urban threw the ball today. I like the way Turley threw the ball today. Weems. And then took particular note of some of our youngsters, how they swung the bat. Davidson swung the bat really well. He looks like he's gained some strength and some weight. Nick Allen swung the bat really well. Again, a little bit stronger, looks a little bit stronger than last year. Soderstrom, last year's first round pick. So I was mainly kind of keying on some of our youngsters. Dykeman looked really good too.
I was gonna ask about Nick Allen as a follow-up. He said that he added a lot of strength in his lower body. Do you think that that helped him drive the ball more?
Without a doubt. He's looked like a different guy now. I know he's at the alt site and didn't get to play, but you use your time wisely, and you can develop. And our staff did a great job with those guys and keeping them competitive and letting them know this is an important year. You have to take this seriously. And from everything that I've been told, Fran and did a great job with those guys and Ed Sprague with keeping those guys engaged and understanding that. This is still a big year for your careers.
Matt?
Hey Bob, did you get a chance to watch Puck's side session this morning?
Yeah, he threw good. He and Lou threw just a side session today, and both of them looked really good. We're obviously looking at with AJ with health, and again, this is the third, session in a row that he looked real free and easy, and you can just tell he's got a different look on his face and. Yeah, it looks good to this point.
And it looked like you spent a little time just kind of watching from behind with both Turley and Irvin. When you look at the bullpen
I'm not hearing you.
I'm sorry, is this better?
Yeah.
When you look at the bullpen with Diekman and Kolarik, is there potentially room for a third left-hander in there, whether it's in a swing role or some other role?
Sure. I mean, AJ's always in that potentially if it's a reliever, but we do like, Irvin and Turley both. We picked them up a little bit earlier in the offseason when the bullpen looked a little bit differently, but doesn't mean that they're not impressing. It doesn't mean that things could happen, and you always need depth too. So, what looks to be a fairly full bullpen right now, you never know how it's going to play out at the end.
Manolo?
Hello, Bob. We read a couple of hours ago a press release by the A's where they say that they're going to start selling tickets, random tickets for the season for people to use it whenever they need to get to the stadium. I know every state has their own laws, and you never know what's going to happen there with the pandemic and stuff. But how enthusiastic is this for you that know that normalcy is coming back, and pretty soon you'll have a chance to see some fans in there? With fans, after all, are very important to the A's because the noise they put in there.
Absolutely. That was music to my ears. You were wondering about, a couple of the states, California being one of them. But to hear that is fantastic. I mean, it's like you said, on a personal level, it looks like more normalcy, and we're going in the right direction. On a playing level, to have fans in the stands have been so important to us in Oakland. And that yes, it's when I read that too, my eyes kind of perked up a little bit as well.
Yeah, the other thing. Well, I know well, sometimes you're not very happy when I ask you about starting pitchers and stuff like that in advance. But being your first spring training game, and it's only spring training a few days from now, could you please let us have a little idea who is going to start those first few games for you?
Today's Wednesday. We play on Sunday. I don't know if that's a few. It's more like several. More like several days at this point. I'll give you something in a couple days. Our main starters will not pitch the first time around. They won't pitch in the, you know, at least the first five or six games or so. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of an answer to your question.
Well, that's a fantastic answer. Thank you.
You got it.
Martin.
Hey, Bob. Have you had much of a chance to see the Rule 5 pick, the outfielder Kai Tom?
You know what? He's struggling a little bit of an oblique injury right now. So he's a little bit behind. He's not on the field as of right now.
Matt?
Are there any worries about that turning into a long-term thing, or where does he stand at this point?
I don't know about long-term, but I would think it'd be at least a week into games. Could be longer.
It looked like maybe Buddy Reed fell the ball off of himself or something during the live BP session. Was he okay after that?
Yeah, he's all right. He swung the bat really well in coach's session after. Maybe it angered him a little bit, but, you know, you're always a little bit worried about stuff like that. But, no, he was fine from that.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.